Okay, well, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. Today is Friday, November 4th. And my name is Mary Getten. I'm going to be your hostess today. I'm an animal communicator and the author of Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective, and a contributing author to the new Dolphins and Whales Forever. And this gathering happens each first Friday of the month at noon Eastern Time. And it's really an opportunity to bring our energy together and enhance our, hopefully, daily practice of sending healing, loving energy to the waters of the planet. And I arrange for different people to facilitate the call and lead the meditation each month. And that, I think, is just really fun. I love getting different people to come in, and we're going to have somebody new today as well. So I will post the recording of today's meditation sometime in the next few days on the website, and if you are not familiar with the website, it's globalwaterhealing.org. And I really have David Rosenthal to thank for getting that website up and going. I am technologically impaired, so I'm lucky he finally trained me how to put those meditations up. So anyway, anytime you have a chance to go to the website and do one of these meditations, it's really a great way to keep this practice going, or if you're with a group of people, it's a way you don't have to lead a meditation. There's 2.5 years worth on there, so there's a lot to pick from. So I'm really excited to have our meditation leader today, Muriel Lindsay, here. I met Muriel, it was just a little over a year ago, when we were both presenters at the Cetacean Summit out in California, and I was just laughing with Muriel about the fact we met up at the Atlanta airport, and it was like a comedy. We were both standing on our cell phones. Can you see the chicken store? I see the chicken shop. Where are you? And then we couldn't find each other. But eventually it worked out, and we flew out to California together. So Muriel right now lives on Tybee Island.
What's left of it.
Poor Tybee. It's one of those little barrier islands off the coast of Georgia, very near Savannah. And she moved up there to spend time with the dolphins in that area. And Hurricane Matthew last month clipped it and did quite a bit of damage. And so they're really struggling to put that island back together. And interestingly, Muriel wrote a book called Talking to Hurricanes that came out in 2000, where she wrote a lot about what actually came to pass this past month. She's also written The Chronicles of the Savannah River Dolphins and a book called The Dolphin Letters, Vital Information from Sea to Land. And that book has 33 letters from the dolphins to the human race. And she's got another set of 33 letters that's going to come out in 2018. So keep your eyes posted for that. She's also had a couple documentaries done about her and her relationship with those dolphins up in the area. And, yeah, check out her website. It's Muriel Lindsay, MuriellLindsay.com. And if you go on to the Global Water Healing website, the link is there. So that's easy. So Muriel, she's a very talented woman. Before she moved up to Tybee Island, she was a healer and a psychotherapist and a teacher and a professional astrologer. So she's got a lot to offer, and I am really excited to see what she has for us today. So, Muriel, take it away.
Well, I am very happy to be here, and I was, even when the hurricane was blowing up, I was aware, like, I'm going to be doing the water meditation shortly. And I thought, I wonder if something about experiencing this hurricane is going to be part of the water meditation. So I was all focused on this, and I wasn't thinking in terms of, you know, will I have a house left, things of that nature. My house is fine, by the way, just to assure you that all is well on that front. But at any rate, the meditation that I'm going to do today is not connected with the hurricane. Something else came up that wanted to be presented, so
wonderful.
That's what I'm going to be doing now. And I even have a title for this meditation, and the title is The Role of Water in Bringing Heaven to Earth. So what I want us to do here is I want to invite everyone on the call to float together in a very large body of water, namely the ocean. And where we're going to be floating, there's no land in sight. So it's just us and the sea. So if you would, go ahead and close your eyes, and if you're able, lay down on your back. And I'm going to describe a little bit about what we'll be doing, and then we will get into the meditation proper. So what I want us to do in the water is to form a circle, and our heads are going to be in the direction of the center of the circle. So however many of us there are, that's how big the circle will be. And if you were looking down from above at us in the water, floating in a circle, we would look a lot like a flower, like an ocean flower. We would be a great, big, beautiful, symmetric part of nature. And for, indeed, that is what we humans are. We are expressions of nature. So now that you're positioned in this circle with your eyes closed, I want you to be aware that in this water you are very buoyant, so buoyant. In fact, you're so buoyant that you have absolutely no need to support yourself with your muscles. So any tension that you ordinarily hold in your body drips off of you into the water. It may take a while for all of the tension that you're holding to release, because you're used to, all of us are, having tension in our body because we're supporting ourselves as we deal with gravity. And also we're used to dealing with just the stresses of life itself. But here, in the company of others, and in the matrix of the loving element that water is, you can let go. And so you do, bit by bit, bit by bit, drip, drip, drip. This is a rare and wonderful opportunity. And the water is always willing to assist you to learn the secrets of ever deeper relaxation. How important it is for us to experience this level of letting go while we're in a physical body. Far more important than we normally register. It's a chance. It's a chance to visit your original face, the face you had before you were born, the face with the eyes as wide and pure as the expanse of the sea itself. Water offers you this gift, and it is there for the taking. So with your eyes closed, you may notice that you can see both light and color. This pleases you, and it reminds you of times in the past when you were swimming and you saw the light enter the water and create the most beautiful patterns of reflection and refraction. You may hark back to when you were a child and you were mesmerized by these patterns. You may remember loving to be under the water as you gazed at them, and even forgetting the need to breathe, and yet being fine, perhaps frightening your parents because you would stay under the water for so long. Memories such as these float up as you float, and there is such a sense of timelessness. Time out. No time. And what now gets your attention is the sound of water gently lapping against all of your floating bodies. It's a pleasant sound and rhythmic. You welcome this sound and you find it pleasing and comforting. You're becoming such a wonderful receptor of the gifts of your senses. And this sound seems to be giving you a special gift. This sound seems to be speaking to you. It is speaking to you. It's coming from the water, and it is directly communicating with you. It may take a while to understand this. That is because the water is not communicating with your mind, but with the very cells of your body. While this is going on, your mind lazily observes and feels no need to interfere. And then it is made known to you that your cells are communicating back in kind to the water. This is a private and personal conversation. You, floating here in the water with your companions, each are having a unique version of the same experience. There is communication going on that is beyond words. There is a fluidity now possible in this communication between your cells and the ocean water because you are relieved of the burden of trying to figure any of this out. You have the grandest permission to just have this experience and be affected by it. In your state of surrender, as your mind has released its mighty grip, you find yourself in a place of utter trust that what your body is experiencing is all that you need. Now it gets interesting. With this level of trust and surrender, you are now available to have an adventure that your soul very much wants you to be free enough to have. Your soul always wants this freedom for you. And your soul always wants you to feel safe enough to have the adventures that are tailor-made for you. When you were in the womb, you were literally dwelling in the inner realms. You became very familiar with many things in that state. Now, it is as if you have returned there. However, there is a difference in that now you are breathing air while being held by water. Welcome to the realm of the dolphins and the whales. In this state, you are as they are, in body, mind, and spirit. You are ready to let the water be to you what it is to them, a wise teacher and a good friend. Now you are literally a member of a pod. You, each one of you floating here, have a pod unique to you. This pod returns to you from long ago to be with you again now, here, at this time on the planet, to assist you in a most important task. That task is no less than being an agent to bring heaven to earth. You each came into this life with this mission, whether you realize that or not. You each carry gifts and skills brought over from millennia of living, and it is time to apply them full out in this, your given lifetime. All is ready now for the intimate sharing of each of you with your soul's personal pod, be it whale or dolphin. A space of 5 minutes of Earth time will be provided, but this can be infinite time when it comes to your personal experience. Your pod is here to remind you of what you specifically have to offer. They may telepath with you in human language, or just communicate with you the way they do with each other, with feelings and sounds and pictures and touch. The important thing is the vibrations they will be sending to you with the help of water as the miraculous medium that it is. They will be mentoring each of you in the way that gives you the best opportunity to receive their assistance. This experience requires nothing of you other than surrender. It does not matter at all what you remember in the aftermath. It does, however, matter tremendously that you have this experience of blending with your pod and letting yourselves be communicated with. Gaia is so grateful to you for taking advantage of this opportunity. In addition to what you receive, she becomes the true beneficiary. At the end of 5 minutes, you will be called back. And so, we will now begin. Blessed journey. You are now beginning to return to awareness of your physical body and the sensations that remind you that you are having an earthly experience with earthly vibrations. Your eyes are still closed as your other senses begin to kick in. Your sense of touch, smell, and sound may come first. Even with your eyes closed, you become aware of all that you can see and sense. With eyes still closed, you sense your companions around you in this circle, and you feel gratified that you got to have such a powerful experience, but in the company of others doing the same thing. And then you make a connection, two connections actually. You realize that what heaven on earth is what you've just experienced, that of powerful self-communion with your own soul while in the company of others doing the same thing. And the second connection is the awareness that this is how dolphins and whales live all the time. Self and other connected in equal measure. They are showing us how it's done. In your own time, open your eyes and stretch and feel the embrace of what you just allowed. Thank each and every one of you for your presence.
Wow, thank you, Muriel. I think it's going to take a few minutes for us all to get back in our bodies.
Take your time. There is no rush. There's nowhere to go and nothing to do because we're outside of time. Mary, I think you've got that on your website, don't you? That when you do these meditations, it's a timeout.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Genuinely, I'm joking and serious in equal measure.
Yeah, that was amazing. If there's anybody who would like to make a comment or share or ask Muriel a question, just see if you can find your phone and do *6.
Muriel, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hi, this is Shelley Darling, and I'm actually in Sarasota, just a little bit down the waterway from Mary, and I've been able to sit on a boat on the water while we've been doing this, and I just want to share my gratitude, and also my heart is just like, it's not pounding, it's just strong and vital, and that was a gift given. I also remembered a number of years ago where I woke up and realized people needed to come back and have this experience of unity with the waters of their own body, and I had completely forgotten about it. And so whatever that takes, however that takes form in the future, but I just want to thank you so much and to always staying in touch with you and the dolphin communication and the focus on water is such a strong calling for all of us. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Anyone else? *6.
Hi, this is Linda. Yeah, that was, I was gone, and then when your voice came in, I came back. But I just, what was it you said? Whales and dolphins are bringing heaven to earth, and they are equally, I just wanted to write that down, they're equally individual and connected?
Yes, in essence.
You say that exactly?
They have a capacity that I think humans are still trying to figure out how you do this, that they are equally committed to being true to themselves and being responsive and honoring the pod, the whole pod. It's, you know, they've been around for a long time, so they've had the opportunity to develop this spiritual capacity. But I think humans are very much struggling with how to do that. So
yeah.
In that regard, I do feel like they're showing us the way.
Mm-hmm. No, I suddenly heard your voice, and I went, oh, I was gone.
Good. And welcome back.
Okay, would anybody else like to share anything or ask Muriel a question?
Hi, Muriel. This is Shannon Connolly, and I just wanted to thank you for that beautiful meditation. And I just also wanted to share that I really recommend everyone read the Dolphin Letters. They have been life-changing for me, and I just thank you for putting them out.
Oh, my pleasure. And it just, to hear people receive them like you just did, just makes my day. So thank you.
Well, it's a circle because it makes mine too.
Okay, good.
Is there anybody else who would like to say something before we wrap up the call for today?
This is Lenny.
Go ahead, Lenny.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, sorry. I'm still halfway elsewhere.
I know, that's why we're talking here, to bring everybody back.
The time zone is going through its flowing adaptation. I heard a message from a dolphin that I encountered in Bimini when I was at WildQuest a few years ago. And she said, she came to our circle. She said, to me, to create a language beyond language. So I thought I would share that because of how clearly when we're in our bodies floating in surrender with our senses fully open and yet not working hard, we are in that language beyond a language of beingness. So.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. I got chills when you said that. It's just so spot on.
I think we're all still floating, Muriel. I am, and I couldn't, you know, I can't even just kind of go completely because I have to kind of keep an eye.
I know. That's not fair.
I know. But, you know, I can always go back to the recording and do it,
right,
you know, laying on the floor.
Well, and I, just to help bring people back a little, you know, I'm wondering how many I remember so strongly as a child being mesmerized by the light coming into the water and the patterns. And I would just stay under for just such a long time, way beyond my capacity to hold my breath, it felt like. And it was because I was so mesmerized by the light and the water and how they were dancing together. And I just wondered how many others had similar memories from being a child or from being an adult, for that fact.
Uh-huh. Not as a child, I didn't so much, but as an adult, I don't stay under a long time, but I always notice those patterns, and they're intriguing to me.
Yeah, they're just, they're quite something. You know, and it's sort of what was just spoken about, beyond words. It's like being communicated with beyond words.
It's as if you're watching a dancing sacred geometry under the water. It's something.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
Yeah. And it's for a fact, it has been demonstrated that when people quit thinking about needing to go up to get air, they can hold their breath for a lot longer than ordinary. And that seems to be what happens when you get very intrigued with something underwater. So I feel like, you know, that's sort of an evolutionary step that humans are taking as we become so co-creative with water in a very conscious way. We're also going to be increasing our capacity to be in the water and under the water in bigger ways than we've been able to in the past. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I like that. It helps me with my fear of drowning.
Yeah. It's. Have you ever had the dream of breathing underwater, by the way?
Not a dream, but when I'm awake, I have, in a visualization, been underwater in a marble thing full of light and little flowers floating in the water with me. And there was no concern about breathing.
Yeah. Well, it could easily be a throwback to being in the womb, but I think there's we all remember our connection with water is so ancient, and it's so primal, and it's so integral that, you know, there's just... I think we have a lot of things going to be revealed about our capacity to be a different kind of species in our relationship with water, and we're sort of on the front edge of that, and it's going to pick up speed.
Mm.
Yeah. Before we all go, could I make a special request here today? Could we just spend a few minutes sending love and healing up to the orcas in the San Juan Islands? Last week, one of the females died, and she had just a 10-month-old calf who now is subsequently basically starved to death and died as well. So this is in J-Pod in Granny's extended family. And so there's a lot of deep sadness up there in the Wales right now about losing this young mom and her new baby. So if you could just close your eyes and picture the San Juan Islands. It's just a deep colored water with small islands everywhere with fir trees and cedar trees and the orcas swimming around in that area. And if you can just open your heart and allow love and healing energy to flow out across the miles to those orcas who are dealing with their loss and their sadness and pain. Let them know that we're thinking of them. We send them love and healing. Thank
you. Mary, every week Anne in Panama, you know her whole name, I think, she sends through a newsletter with messages from the sea animals, often their dolphins and whales, but also other sea animals. And if you would like that kind of inspiration every week, but others might be interested in that newsletter. I know the one person mentioned the 33 letters, how much they inspired her, and I thought, and you can get more once a week from Anne.
Right.
So if you know her last name, please tell us.
Yeah, it's Anne Gordon de Barragon. And actually, if you go on the Global Water Healing website, there's a list on there of meditation leaders. And I think if you go to Anne and click on it, there'll be a link to her website. And I'm sure on there you can get on that list for her whale and dolphin wisdom newsletters. Yeah, thank you. That's a great idea. Okay, well, thanks everyone for being here. I'm going to unmute you and we can all do our crazy goodbye at the same time, which is always fun and makes me laugh and gets me back into my body. So let me just see who's on next month. December 2nd, Madeline Walker will be calling in from England. So hold on. Okay, we're all here.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Blessings. Love you.
Thank you, Mary, for having this website. It's so wonderful.
You're welcome. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great having you.
Thank you, Mary, and all the orcas.
Yeah.
Love you a lot.